Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm sure many here are on a Bible reading plan for the year, and as I've been reading through the Bible this year, Bible reading, I provoked a pastor to think about his challenge for the young people, to if they're up to date by July 1st, he has a prize, a ice cream celebration for them after next Wednesday night.
Yeah. Amen.
So keep that in mind, young people. But as I've been reading this year in the Word of God, there is something very interesting that keeps grabbing my attention. I cannot help but notice. It's one of those things you're not necessarily looking for it as you're reading in your Bible, but it just keeps jumping off the pages. It keeps surfacing over and over. And, you know, that's often how it works when you read the Bible. You know, first read through, you maybe don't catch a lot of the details there, but every time you read through the Bible anew and afresh, there's something new that God brings to light as you read it. And certainly this year, time and time again, God has been bringing this truth to light as I've been reading. And I have seen this truth, and it's been just a constant reminder and encouragement for me, and I trust it will be for you here this evening. This truth, as I've seen throughout the Bible as I've been reading, that the God of the Bible is a God that hears and answers prayer. It's a simple truth, but time and time and time and time again, that simple truth surfaces. That God hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
From Abraham in Genesis 20, verse 17, where it says, "So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants." All the way to Jonah in chapter 2, where scripture says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." From the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness to the great prophet Isaiah, we see that God hears and answers prayer. Now, for us here, that's good news. That's good news for needy people. People that need God, that's good news for us. What a comfort for those that maybe are weighed down under the weight and burdens of life, to remember that God hears and answers prayer. What an amazing truth to remember and to know that God knows and cares about our needs. Truly, we have a prayer answering God. And of course, we're here on Wednesday night, our prayer meeting, a very important service. But what are we here for? To pray. Why? Because we believe that God hears and answers prayer. You wouldn't be here tonight. You wouldn't spend time praying if that wasn't the case. And you know, maybe nobody here tonight is doubting this reality and this truth or questioning this truth about God specifically. But sometimes we just simply need to be reminded of what the Bible says and teaches us. And tonight, really my purpose in our time is simply to confirm in our hearts that our God, the God of the Bible, the God of heaven and earth, our Creator, is a prayer-hearing and answering God. And I trust that that will be an encouragement to us tonight. Our first verse I want us to see is in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, where it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." His ears are open unto their prayers. In Proverbs 15:29, the Bible says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayer of the righteous." It's stated very simply, and we see it demonstrated and exemplified throughout Scripture, that people cry out to God and He hears and answers prayer. Now, this visible reality about a prayer answering God should be motivation to pray. And that's my first point this evening, is motivation to pray. As I said, this is simple. It's not a deep theological study that somebody has to do. I've just been reading my Bible, and this just keeps coming to light over and over about who God is. He hears and He answers prayer. And we ought to be encouraged to pray by this truth, this reality. You know, God, He delights in hearing our prayers. He delights in hearing our prayers. In places in Scripture, He invites us to pray. Now think about that, when God of heaven invites us. That's a pretty good invitation, isn't it? That's one I don't think we should pass up. Now, you might pass up an invitation from, you know, somebody you work with all the day long to go out to Culver's or to come over to your house or something. But an invitation from God, that's pretty important. That's pretty special. An invitation from God. He also commands us to pray. When God commands us to do something, that's something we ought to take very seriously. And in Scripture, He commands us to pray because He wants to answer our prayer. He delights in that. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God." He's commanding, He's inviting us there to bring our prayers, our requests before God. He delights in hearing our prayers because prayer is an act of humility. What does the Bible say? God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. God delights in answering our prayer because it's an act of humility. When you and I bow our knees and our hearts before God and plead with Him to do something, that's an act of humility. It's an act of us showing our dependence and our need for God. And God delights in that. If we were to do a thorough study of John chapter 14 through verse 16, that important lesson that Jesus is giving to His disciples there, we would see that prayer is simply the norm for a Christian that is in an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. That's just the normal outflow, that fellowship, that prayer, communion with God. What an amazing thing. And let's just glance at John chapter 14. We're not going to look at all the references here, but John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14. It says, "If ye shall ask," notice it says, "if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." And it's important to understand the context here. This is for a believer that is in a right relationship with God, that's in fellowship and abiding in Christ. "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Or verse 13, I skipped that, sorry. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Doesn't it sound like God delights in answering our prayer? And the many requests that were mentioned tonight, God would just be joyed in answering those requests. Those burdens that we lay at His feet. When we come boldly before the throne of grace, He is ready and willing and delights in answering and hearing our prayers. As I think about this truth about God, I'm reminded as well that God delights in showing mercy. In Psalm 103, verse 8, it says He's plenteous in mercy. You know, that's when God works on our behalf, God's showing mercy. When He hears and when He answers our prayer, it's God's mercy to us. And He's plenteous in it. There's plenty for all of us to come and for God to be merciful to us and to hear and answer our prayers. As it said in Hebrews 4:16, "Come boldly that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." You know, God knows who we are. He knows we're weak, frail humans in desperate need of Him. And He knows we're weak. He knows our weaknesses. He knows we need Him. When we pray to God, man, He delights in showing us mercy. Let's look at an example here. We don't have much time tonight, but Isaiah chapter 37. Just amazing here in this whole passage in life of Hezekiah, the mercy of God. In Isaiah 37 and in verse 15 it starts, and this was one of those examples, and it says, "And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying," and skip down to verse 36. He's begging God for deliverance from an enemy. And in verse 36, "Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." Wow, what an amazing answer to prayer there. And as we continue into chapter 38, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord." Wow. Skip down to, let's keep reading there. Verse 4, "Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. God heard and God answered Hezekiah's prayer. What an amazing thing. We see two examples there where Hezekiah prayed to God, God heard, and God delivered. God is merciful. Now skip down in chapter 38 to verse 17. And we see God's mercy here. It says, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." You see the mercy of God there? Verse 18, "For the grave cannot praise thee." This is Hezekiah. "Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope in thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father of the children shall make known thy truth." Here he is praising God for the deliverance, his answer to prayer. If he was in the grave, he couldn't praise God. But you know what? God healed him. He was merciful to him. He healed him. He heard his prayer. He healed him. And you know what? Hezekiah here is praising God. A couple of the songs here tonight we sang were just a blessing. That last one that we heard was one of the phrases says, "What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Because he hears and he answers prayer. Now there's a lot more to it and things that can hinder prayer and things like that, but the big picture I want us to see tonight is our God hears and answers prayer. And tonight as we go to prayer, that ought to be on the front of our mind that God delights in showing mercy and hearing our prayers and delights in answering our prayer. Why? Because He is glorified in answered prayer. In John 14, verse 13, it says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified." God's delights in answering our prayer because He is glorified. And think about here in Hezekiah's life when God answered his prayer. Hezekiah praised God. He glorified Him. Now, in this matter of prayer, you know, prayer is an important thing, and we need to get this truth that God hears and answers. And I just want us briefly to see some components to prayer that maybe we often neglect, but are essential components of prayer. And, you know, prayer ought not to be a selfish work. We have to be careful or can veer that way. We're just simply asking for selfish motives. And, you know, God doesn't want that. We ask amiss sometimes because we're self-centered in our prayers. But you know what? A fuller and deeper view or higher view of prayer sees prayer as communion with God. Not just simply asking and I need this, but true fellowship and communion and abiding relationship as beautifully expressed in John, the Gospel of John. But we see some components. Yes, prayer, the essence of it is asking. And that's the basis of prayer, is asking it and making our requests known to God. And we need to do that. That's an essential component. Asking. God hears and He answers. But we ought to also give thanks to God. That ought to be a part of our prayer, is giving thanks. You know, when we reflect upon what God has done, and we remember what God has done, and we give thanks to Him for that. Turn over to Psalm 100. A very familiar passage in Psalm 100. In verse 4, it says, how are we to come into His presence? How do we come into His courts? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When we come to prayer, we're entering God's throne room. We're coming into His presence. We ought to enter with thanksgiving. And that ought to be a very important part of our prayer, is giving thanks to God. Philippians 4:6, you don't need to turn there, says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. In Psalm 100 at verse 4, we also see this component of praise. We ought to ask. We ought to give thanks. We ought to praise. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Wow. But a final component, and there's other aspects to this, but an essential component is expectation. When we pray, we ought to pray believing that God and knowing that God hears and answers prayer. We're not just going through a routine. We're not just going through formality. We're not just going to go to our prayer groups and just read off a prayer list. No, there's going to be a sense of urgency, a sense of expectation that God is going to hear and answer our requests. As our theme for this year, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We ought to go to prayer, whether it's in our groups or at home in our personal life or on men's prayer. We ought to go expecting God to answer our requests. Because you know what? God rewards faith. And when we pray with expectation, believing God's going to answer, that's faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So these components, let's make those a part of our prayer, even tonight. Giving thanks to God, praising Him, and asking. There's much to ask, but let's not only focus on that part. And let's expect God to hear an answer. We read the verse in 1 Peter 3 that says, God's ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. That's a promise. If we're right with God tonight, His ears are open to us. In James 5:16, let's look at this as a final verse here this evening in James chapter 5. And this whole passage in James 5 is a wonderful passage on prayer. And the Old Testament character Elias and how God answered his prayer. But James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Again, I'm just pulling this truth that we see all throughout the Bible, that our God is a prayer hearing and answering prayer, and prayer answering God. And this should compel us to pray. You know, how much do we pray? Is it important to us? Do we take everything to the Lord in prayer? Are we quick to complain? Are we quick to murmur about the circumstances or call a friend and tell about all the problems? Or do we pray about it? Do we believe that God hears and answers prayer? How important is prayer to us? It ought to be a vital part of a child of God. Prayer needs to be a way of life for us. Just every day, every moment in communion with God. You know, what a foolish thing to neglect our access to the God of heaven. We sang in that song, leave it there. Don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. And let's remember this truth here tonight, even as we go to prayer and as we go home and tomorrow as we wake. Remember that God in heaven answers prayer. It's supported all throughout the Bible. We see it time and time again. People go to the Lord, they bring their requests, God hears, and God answers. There's a lot of things that we have to pray about, a lot of requests. You know what? God can answer them. God can hear. God will hear. God will answer. And tonight, let's be encouraged. Let's be compelled to pray because of who our God is. And I trust that these simple truths will be an encouragement, a challenge, and a reminder for us this evening. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this simple truth. We thank you for the God that you are, that you delight in hearing, and you delight in answering our requests. How foolish it is so often for us to neglect prayer, to handle it in our own strength, to look to our own efforts and wisdom, when, Lord, we ought to be bringing everything before you in prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Make us a prayer, a church of prayer. And Lord, help us to just regularly be seeing and hearing of answered prayer and how you answered prayer. And Lord, just use these truths in our life. And Lord, there's some great needs that we have as a church before us. Some great requests, some great prayers that we are praying. Whether it's in regards to souls that we are seeking to see saved, or you to work in reaching new families, or provision for our building fund, or whatever it might be, Lord, there's some great needs. And tonight we are just reminded that you delight in hearing and answering our prayers. And thank you for this truth and this reminder in Jesus' name. Amen.